This is Wade Reff here with the Chief Organizer Report on Trump empowering Chris Kobach to suppress more votes and cover his tweets. President Trump named five people to a special election commission to supposedly review federal election procedures. Vice President Pence is the titular chair. There will be more than a dozen members, and the bipartisan claim arises from four active and former Secretary of States, two Democrats from Maine and New Hampshire, and a current Republican Secretary of State from Indiana. Disturbingly, he appointed the notorious former Republican Secretary of State from Ohio, Kim Blackwell, who became infamous in the 2008 election when Ohio was a key battleground state then for his ham-handed efforts at voter suppression. None of this would be that worrisome if we were able to see this commission as simply a D.C. boondoggle of a snipe hunt looking for evidence wherever they can find it to provide cover for Trump's post-election tweets and continuing efforts to claim he really didn't lose the vote total by millions because there were all of these undocumented illegals voting. Unable to find any proof of these claims or to convince the FBI or Justice Department to join the ghost hunt, this commission is his smoke bomb to cover his claims. We could almost live with this except for the fact that he's appointed Chris Kobach, the Kansas Secretary of State, author of countless pieces of immigrant bashing legislation, and a master of voter suppression in Kansas and nationally. It was small comfort that despite Kobach's post-election Trump Tower meetings with Trump as president-elect, cooler heads prevailed, preventing him from taking a faster train than this one to Washington. Kobach is a danger to democracy, plain and simple. His previous efforts to reshape the national voting system had to be scrapped for clear racial bias. I've often cited his initial election campaign claims that he was running to stop Acorn from stealing the election in Kansas, despite the fact that we didn't have any staff, office, or operation in the state. He started bad, but he keeps getting worse. A huge concern for this fake fact-finding commission will be Kobach's claims for more voter identification systems based on his interstate voter cross-check program, now enjoying the participation of 30 states, almost all of them Republican, which supposedly finds duplicate registrations. Most experts defame Walt Disney by calling the program Mickey Mouse. One report said that following about his methodology. The program, it said, for instance, appears to count every instance in which someone has moved out of state, registered to vote in their new state, but has not yet been removed from the old voter rolls, a process that can take several election cycles to happen automatically. And while the program asked member states to submit 13 pieces of data for each voter, including the last four digits of his or her Social Security number and middle name, Kansas State Department officials acknowledged in an email that all that's required for the cross-check program to generate a possible duplicate entry is for the last name, first name, and date of birth to match. A Rolling Stone report from before the 2016 election was even more specific. They had Mark Swedland, they said, a database expert whose clients include eBay and American Express, look at the data from Georgia and Virginia, and he was shocked by CrossCheck's childish methodology. He added, God forbid your name is Garcia, of which there are 850,000 in the U.S., and your first name is Joseph or Jose, you'd probably be suspected of voting in 27 states. The reporter later underlined the issue, writing, every voter that the state marks as a legitimate match receives a postcard that is colorless and covered with minuscule text. The voter must verify his or her address and mail it back to their Secretary of State. Failed to return the postcard, and the process of taking your name off the voter rolls begins. This commission has a fake mission to solve a problem that doesn't exist, and is likely to use a fake computer program that produces exaggerated and inaccurate data to provide high-level justification for the ongoing conservative political project of reducing the number of lower-income, elderly, and minority voters in the U.S. elections. Bad and sad. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.